everyone, and welcome to Talkin' Parks. I'm your host, Michael Lynn White, and this is where we dive into all things Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. And today we have our fabulous guest, Dr. Jernelle Jenkins of Patterson Park. So, Dr. Jernelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Talkin' Parks. I'm excited to learn more about you and about Patterson Park.
Okay, well, I'm excited to be here.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Parks and Rec, and did you start out at Patterson Park?
Well, actually, I've been with the City of Murfreesboro Parks and Rec for 15 years.
Okay.
So I'm a product of Murfreesboro City Schools, so I'm homegrown.
Wonderful.
And so I'm just happy to be here giving back to the community that I grew up in, so.
That's awesome. And we know that Patterson Park is a huge part of the community. So in all of the things that you have coming up at Patterson Park, I know one of the biggest things is the additions that are coming with the splash pad and things like that. So tell me about that.
Yeah, we are super excited to have an all-inclusive playground for the community. Not only will we have an inclusive playground, it will be a destination playground for everyone. And we will also have a splash pad that will be right next to it. So it actually will be our city's first official splash pad.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So inclusive. I'm sorry.
I was going to say with the enhancements, we definitely need more parking at Patterson. So we're going to have additional 80 parking spaces to our existing 200 parking spaces.
Well, I would assume with all these renovations that you're doing or upgrades that you're definitely going to need more parking because everyone's going to want to check that out, especially with us having the first splash pad.
Yeah.
So the first splash pad, like you said, from the City of Murfreesboro. We know that there's one elsewhere in town, but this will be ours.
Yeah, from our Parks Department. So, yeah. So big shout out to our director, Nate Williams, for having the vision to have the splash pad at Patterson Park.
And let's talk about inclusive, all-inclusive playground.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean and what will it include?
So the design of the playground is, it's an inclusive concept, meaning we want children to play together of all abilities. So the swings will be adapted for those individuals who may need some assistance with a traditional swing. And so you'll see various examples of inclusive playground equipment within our playground. That was the goal, to make sure all children are playing together and are included.
That's wonderful because I know the other one, we have a fabulous
park
on the other side of town.
That's
but in this community, that will be really exciting and needed, I'm sure.
Of course, yes. And yes, the Miracle Park at SportsCom was definitely the model for the city, and we just wanted to stay in strategic alignment with that.
That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
And again, right, because a lot of people know about Patterson Park. It's very popular. It's been there for a long time, but it is right in the community. So it serves that community over there.
It sure does. And that's the community that I grew up in. So,
okay.
So I'm just, it's just a full circle moment to be here with the department for 15 years, just giving back to the community that was so influential in my development. So it's just an exciting time.
So, and your title is?
Superintendent.
Superintendent, yes.
Yeah.
So, Dr. G is over Patterson Park. And that's really cool. For people listening who didn't know what exactly your title was, I don't think I mentioned that at the beginning. So, let's talk about some of the programs and classes and stuff, because you have great classes, fitness classes, and all kinds of stuff.
We do. We have classes for all ages, from our seniors to our little kiddos, toddler programs. Our program staff does a phenomenal job with making sure that we offer programming for all individuals, all abilities, very inclusive. We try to always keep in mind of our Parks and Recreation Department, and that is to make sure that our mission is to provide inclusive programs with that engage the community. And so we're just excited about all the programs that we offer to the community.
And let's not forget about Washington Theater inside of Patterson Park.
That's right. Washington Theater is ran by our Culture Arts Division. Culture Arts, they do a phenomenal job with the productions and the plays. And we just wrapped up a great African American Culture Night celebration. And so we're just excited about the continued growth with the theater as well. And currently they are working with Bradley Elementary School students with their play Aladdin.
Yes, that's coming up. That's going to be really cute. There's all kinds of, for anyone who doesn't know, there's a state-of-the-art theater right inside of the center, which is pretty unique, I think. It's really cool.
Very unique and definitely one of a kind in this area, in this region. The theater seats about 300, and we're just excited about the namesake. We're honored to have that namesake, the Ron Washington Theater at Patterson Park.
Yes. So speaking of the classes, what are kind of some of the ones that are really popular? I've seen some things for kids, but what are some things for adults that you offer?
Okay, so we do offer an array of exercise fitness classes, from Zumba to a sit and get fit class that is overpopulated. I'm telling you, the class is just bursting out the seams. I was just up in the class last week checking on the patrons. They love the sit and fit class. We offer yoga. We're just offering a new morning yoga that will be starting on Tuesday mornings, so early yoga.
What time does that start? Because I love yoga.
6:30 a.m.
Okay. I have a hard time sometimes finding classes to fit into my work schedule, so that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, come check it out. We're open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. We close at 9 p.m. during the week. We're open Saturdays, 8 to 5, and Sundays we're open 1 to 5. So we are open 7 days a week.
Y'all are always busy. I know. I see that firsthand. So let's give a shout out to the employees, because speaking of all these cool programs, I know a lot of them come up with these or little challenges like in your fitness classes and things like that.
That's right. Our fitness and wellness team, they're such a creative group. We have exercise samplers that we put on like quarterly to give the community some examples of some of the exercise classes that we do offer. I know I mentioned a few earlier, but we also offer Zumba. There's also like a HIIT class as well. We also offer programs for our youth development programming with the after school program. And right now we're preparing for our summer program. Then we have our aquatics facility that offer all types of water aerobics classes, swim lessons, and then we can't forget about our rental team. Not only can you come to our facility and recreate on a daily basis, but we do provide space that you can reserve for your birthday party, baby shower. If you're having a community meeting, we have the spaces for that. So we just have a great team that their number one mission is to make sure that we're serving the community and providing excellent customer service.
Well, that is wonderful. I know things like the theater, you can, there's meeting rooms and things like that. So there's lots lots to see at Patterson Park. Now, if someone sees that and didn't know about that, where can they get more information about rentals and programs?
They can go straight to our website at murfreesboroparks.com. Click on Patterson Park, and you will see all of the accommodations that we offer for our rentals.
Wonderful. So I know that, is there anything that you're looking forward to coming up? I know we've got the exciting improvements, but what about some events that are coming up this summer?
Okay. So before we get to the summer, in the spring, we're going to have our underwater egg hunt. That's one of our signature programs. The aquatics puts on that event, and it's so popular. The community always looks out for that event that we do every year. Once we wrap up Underwater Egg Hunt, we'll go straight into summer program, where we will offer a summer programming for kids ages 8 to 12. We will host the kids Monday through Friday, all day, from 8 to 4. And then we will go into, we also provide a running camp. We're also providing a running camp that is head by one of our recreation program instructors, who's fabulous. He's also a active runner himself, and so he created a youth running camp. So besides the camp and the summer programs, we're going to be super busy this summer.
Well, this is a good time to have you on then, right? Before everything starts getting crazy at Patterson Park, and by crazy, I mean fabulous, because we love having everyone there.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Jenkins, now we want to end the show and learn a little bit more about you in one of our segments called Fast Five.
Okay, bring it.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
These are easy questions, so you won't have any problems.
Okay.
For those of you who are not watching, she looked very nervous there for a second. Number one, what is your favorite food, Dr. G?
Pizza.
Same.
Yes.
Number two, what is your favorite Patterson event throughout the year?
Whoa, there are so many. I would have to say our community fall festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's always popular
it
and
is.
Really fun. As y'all know that we are calling her Dr. G because she got her doctorate, and we are so proud of you, and I know you're proud of yourself.
Oh, well,
what was the
you.
Hardest part of getting your doctorate?
I think the hardest part was the balance.
Yes.
You know, staying focused. And when I say balance, balancing career and going to school at the same time. So I think that was the hardest part.
I can see that, definitely. Okay, some people have problems with this one, but I feel like you will not. What is the most famous person you've ever met?
Wow, the most famous person I ever met. I would have to say Tamika Catchings. She is a former WNBA basketball player for the Indiana Fever. I had a privilege to intern for the Indiana Fever, the WNBA team, when I was working on my master's in sport management at MTSU. So I would definitely have to say Tamika Catchings.
That's awesome. That's really cool. And you got to intern in a cool organization. How
yeah.
fun. And last question, what's your favorite sport to play or to watch?
Well, leading right into the basketball. I love basketball. I did play basketball at Riverdale High School. So shout out to my Lady Warriors there.
Yes, definitely.
So basketball is near and dear to me. So that's a sport that I love.
Dr. G is also our basketball star. Well, Dr. Janelle Jenkins, thank you so much for joining us on Talkin' Parks today. And thank you to you and all of your staff for everything that is going on at Patterson Park.
Yeah.
Such a great place.
It is. And thank you.
Yes. Thank you again so much for listening to and watching Talking Parks today. Make sure to give us a download wherever you get your podcast and check out all of the other City TV programming on our social media outlets and on City TV, whatever service you have. I'm Michael Lynn White, and we'll see you next time on Talking Parks.